Right, and we're back. Hey, Kurt,
we're back?
I just got back from the... Did you not notice I was gone? I went to the market. I went to go get us some fresh apples.
Apples?
That's all they sell around here, just apples and potatoes.
I thought apples and potatoes were the same thing.
No, you're comparing apples with oranges. That's something else.
What's an orange?
Okay, that hasn't... I don't think it's been invented
hey,
yet.
Hey, Gabe! Look,
hey,
you're back! Did you leave me? Because I think you're back. Hey, I've been talking to this child intern. He's kind of funny. His name's Joffrey.
Hello, Mr. Kurt. My name's Joffrey.
I know what your name is. We've hired you 2 weeks ago.
Hey. Hello, my name's Joffrey. I'm the intern here.
Hey, Joffrey, what do we do here?
This is a podcast.
See, look how good he's doing. Plus,
he's not that great. I think he has, like, short-term memory loss or some shit.
No, he's
I'm
just...
pretty sure he was thrown out a window as a baby.
He's drunk.
I was thrown out of a window as a baby. How did you know that?
You tell me that every single day, Joffrey.
Plus, he's drunk.
Oh, can I have another sip, please? Can you pour it into my hand so I can sip it up?
Oh, nice burp. So, I was thinking, I know we've been debating for the last 2 weeks on how we're going to get back. We're in 19th century England still, and we were stranded previously on Gator Sauce. But I was thinking, so I got my phone to charge. I put a key on a kite, and I tied the kite to my phone, and I went out during a lightning storm, and it actually worked.
Oh, they don't like to be called that anymore. You know, the things that fly, you can't call them that anymore.
What do we call them?
Flying things.
Right.
Paper. I don't know. Well, it's 1890s. They're not creative here.
Well, I don't think they're very PC, so hopefully they won't mind. But so I got my phone charged, and I realized that I only have 3 contacts saved on here. It's you, my mom, and someone named Daniel Griffin.
Oh. You mean my vice president? My ex... Vice
yeah,
President?
I think, I mean, we've been kind of jet-lagged recently with all the time traveling, but I'm thinking we should probably... I don't want to do it.
But we're stuck here,
because,
Gabe.
You know,
we're stuck here.
We are, and if I called my mom, she would 100% bend me over and spank me.
In front
and
of everybody.
And probably you, too, because she's that kind of mom. She's an immigrant mom, you know, that's how they are.
Yeah, so, they also don't use dishwashers.
They don't.
And they talk backwards speak, like literally backwards speak. Uh-huh. All their words are backwards, like in Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm. So, do you want to call Dan or do you want me to do it?
Yeah,
I know falling out.
I'll call the Duber.
You'll call him? All right.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
I got to change my tone when you type it. It sounds like someone doing a...
Hi, I'd like to call a Duber, a Dan Uber. Pick us up.
Hi, this is Dan's secretary. Can you just hold for 1 second?
One.
Kurt?
Yeah, hey Daniel. Hey.
Did he answer?
Yeah, it's him. Hey buddy, we're stuck in a bunch here.
Hey Dan, how you doing?
Oh, hey Gabe. Dude, Kurt, Gabe, what are you guys doing? Dude, it's been so long.
Dude,
are you
we're
guys,
just chilling, man.
Dude, I haven't talked to y'all in like years, it feels like.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to do that podcasting again? It's been on hiatus forever.
Yeah, we were playing. Yeah. Hey,
dude,
we have
dozens of listeners that are waiting for us.
Hey, Kurt, can I talk to you? Can you put Dan on hold for a second?
Oh, no, let me just tell him what we need real quick. Hey.
Yeah, I just...
Okay.
Can we, all right, what do you want?
We'll
tell him everything else. Just don't tell him we've been recording the podcast this week.
You've been recording this podcast?
Did you not put him on hold?
What's the hold button? Is it the...
It's the one that says hold on it.
Is it the one that
you just put me on speaker, you asshole?
Is it the one that...
Wait, so let me get this straight. You guys have been recording the podcast?
Look, we've been practicing.
So how many, episodes have y'all done without me?
Probably, maybe... Six, seven, maybe
six,
eight.
Seven.
I don't know.
You've
gotten through a good chunk of the season, actually. So
that
far.
Is fantastic news.
Wait, what?
Oh my god!
You're happy?
Oh yeah, that podcast sucked. Did you guys straighten your shit out?
I mean, I wouldn't say it sucked.
I mean, you guys needed practice for sure.
No, we mentioned it sucked, but hey, Hey, Dan.
I thought we were joking. I thought that was the point.
No, genuinely thought it was really bad. Yeah, like I went into this saying this is a bad podcast.
I'm not even going to attempt to make it good.
Yeah, okay. It was one of our selling points.
I mean,
really,
it's like we all know it, but like when we say it, do we have to say it?
That's great news because y'all needed to shake off some rust.
All right, well, are you going to help us out? We're lost in 19th century London. We got it. We had a whole time travel thing going on, and we're stuck here.
The government y'all need a time stole machine?
It. Yeah, well, the government stole our time machine, and I know how libertarian you are and anti-government.
Yeah.
And
So
I was hoping you would do a whole government anti-government crusade and come save us.
So what kind of time machine do y'all have?
It was a porta potty.
Fucking cheap shit, guys.
Wait, what do you mean? You know about time machines?
Of course I know about time machines.
I thought we were
dude, they gave y'all the fucking garbage time machine. It literally runs on shit, doesn't it?
It does run on shit.
Thought it was like an eco-friendly feature. Yeah, it only runs on his shit.
No, it could run on your shit, Gabe, but you always say, I don't need to go right now.
I just don't feel comfortable pooping in a public toilet.
Dude, you guys got scammed so bad. That thing's in government garbage, man. God. You guys want the high-tech ones, right?
Well, I just want to be saved, to be honest.
Bro, I got a fucking refrigerator box over here.
Like, from Indiana Jones?
Covered in duct tape.
From Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
No, I think he's talking about, like, a legitimate box.
No, that was a refrigerator. This is a refrigerator box.
What is that?
The refrigerator
comes in.
Just the cardboard box.
The cardboard box.
And that's better than a porta potty?
So much better than
a porta potty. Is there a bathroom in there?
Well, I mean, I covered it in duct tape. Don't get me wrong. I'm not an idiot.
Is there a bathroom in there?
It can be.
I feel like you're avoiding just straight up saying it.
There's a bathroom in there. Okay. Jesus, is that all you care about?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask whether it travels through time? Because that seems to be the number one priority.
Oh, does it travel through time?
It sure does. Oh, God. So much better than yours.
Dan, I need
can you come save us?
Dude, I'll be there in like 15 minutes.
Oh,
right. What part of London are you in?
The one, do you want to meet near
the Polish Embassy.
Oh, yeah, that's
Polish Embassy.
Polish Embassy.
See, I pay attention to the names.
Go behind the Polish Embassy. There's going to be a dumpster there that smells like shit.
Uh-huh.
That's probably like where your old time machine went because it was fucking garbage.
Okay,
you should be embarrassed.
You can stop doing that
now. I'll be there in like 15 minutes. Yeah. You guys want a snack on the way there?
Can you actually get us some ciders?
I get some ciders. You guys, I'm going to stop by Wawa. You want subs?
You want some subs?
Burritos.
Bean burritos?
Yeah.
Two bean burritos?
Yeah, I'll take those.
Game for you?
I'll get an orange.
Orange?
Just one orange.
What's an orange?
Yeah.
Fucking immigrants.
They don't have those here.
Anyways, I'll be there soon. All right, see you guys behind the Polish Embassy.
Okay, hang up.
Gators! 2021? That's our year.
Is it our year?
Hashtag really blessed. So. Yeah, dude. We rockin'.
Is this year? Do we have a... Is this a leap year? Does anyone know?
Does anyone care?
I guess not. I guess we're just hoping we survive, don't we?
Wait, is a leap year just a year where you're drunk the entire year and you forgot about it?
Every year's
a leap year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, welcome to Gator Sauce. Kurt, do you want to introduce what this thing is?
This is a podcast, guys. I'm Kurt, your ineffable host. You're the hostess with the mostest, and by mostest, I mean ass buns. I'm packing today, guys. Welcome to the podcast, and this is...
name, Gator. I am Daniel, and I am a very affable host.
Yeah?
If Kurt is ineffable... I am the most...
Do you know what affable means?
I feel pretty affable.
I said effable.
He said effable.
Okay, I'm the most effable. I think we all agree I'm pretty effable.
Yeah,
I
mean, you're pretty
I'm
effable.
I'm 16, so I'm not allowed to say that, or not you're effable.
Well, you can fuck me, I just can't fuck you.
True. Yeah. By the way, I'm Gabe, I'm here too. I am, quote-unquote, 16 years old.
Canon.
Quote-unquote?
No, it's just I do that sometimes so that quoting. I don't think you understand how grammar works. You add quotes when you want to emphasize something.
Yeah, and point out that it's canon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works.
So,
hey,
we're
back in 2020, aren't we?
Yeah, we're back in 2020. This refrigerator box, it was nice. It was a nice
ride. It's almost done too. We almost missed 2020, and we got back just in time.
Just in time.
And we
right at the end.
We missed Christmas though. Unfortunately, yeah, I wanted to travel back in time for Christmas and do a Christmas episode.
Christmas is for other people than us. So I would say
white people.
I was.
That's. Two and a half white people.
You guys
here.
Are white, and I'm I could pass maybe. Sometimes.
Yeah, you're mostly white.
I could pass for white.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, I was just thinking, you know, we're hanging out in 19th century London. I keep wanting to say 18th century because I don't know how centuries work.
I know, buddy.
But you know, and it just got me in that spirit. I saw Ebenezer Scrooge turn his whole life around, and I wanted something like that, kind of experience.
You saw, you know, Jack the Ripper, Jack. On
we actually
rips.
Did meet. He tried to stab me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh no!
Listen back
I
to
didn't
the last
get to
episode.
See him.
I won't. I probably won't.
Kurt interviewed Sherlock Holmes. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, they're,
and they're gay lovers.
Yep.
Yeah,
they're butt fellows.
Watson, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, they.
But
it's cool.
But the theme of the episode.
But enough about episodes. I wasn't.
Yeah.
On.
But yeah, guys, something. I want the Christmas spirit. I'm missing out on it, and I was hoping that even though Christmas has passed, I was hoping that we could still make this maybe a Christmas episode and kind of transition us into the new year.
Hey,
yeah,
Gabe,
yeah.
Would it make you happy to put some garland on my refrigerator box?
I think it would. Can I?
Why don't you go ahead and do that, buddy?
Can I put a star on this?
You can put a star on it.
and by the way, guys, might I say that was a wonderful trip in your refrigerator box. Beautiful.
Thank you. It has air.
AC, seat warming. I mean, we were like sitting on top of each other. So
did you keep the fridge?
Yeah. Well, I have a big fridge. That's the fridge it came in.
Yeah.
And so.
And you got a fridge in there too.
I had a tiny fridge
uh-huh.
that I just keep some snacks and some drinks in.
So the big fridge you just leave here and it's.
I got rid of that. It's not necessary.
Oh,
it's
you just threw it away.
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
It's about the box.
Was
bro.
It like a toy included in the box, but it was the fridge?
Kind of. I mean, it's like you buy a refrigerator.
Oh, you're buying the fridge, not the time machine.
Well, you buy the refrigerator, but we all know you want the box.
Ah, it's like
and
buying bath
salts.
And
that's how you scam. That's why Sears went out of business.
Right.
Because they're giving out all these free time machines with these dumbass fridge.
Yeah.
Is refrigerators.
Yeah.
I'm not drunk. But that makes sense.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey,
yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
I'm just glad you were there to save us and that we can actually record this podcast.
I'm glad you saved
so,
my
hey,
phone number.
Wow, talking about that, hey guys, this is a podcast, and what we do in this podcast.
Oh, dude, I almost forgot it was a podcast.
Me too. Sometimes we just start talking, and we get into these things, and then, you know, we forget about it. But this is a podcast, and what do we do on this podcast?
Yep,
what we do on this podcast is we drink alcoholic beverages.
Kurt, what do we do on the podcast,
What we do on this podcast is we drink alcoholic...
Kurt, what do we do on this podcast?
What we do on this podcast is we drink...
Kurt, before you finish that sentence.
No, Kurt, seriously, hear him out.
On this podcast?
Well, what we do?
Kurt. You're doing a great job. Just go ahead and finish. I'm not gonna. I'm just saying that I'm not gonna interrupt you this time. Go ahead.
He's gonna have a stroke.
So what we do in this podcast, guys, is we drink alcoholic beverages, beers generally, sometimes ciders.
Hey, clink it up, bro.
Sometimes
that wasn't that good of a clink. No, I'm saying the bottle itself is just not doing a good clink. I think it's the bottle.
Why don't we jam them together real
just really hard?
Really hard?
Just really. Oh, we chickened out.
I chickened
at
out.
The last second.
I was so afraid. This is my house. I mean, a refrigerator box.
You call this your house?
Listen,
is this where you live?
Listen, there's an upstairs.
There is.
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
My wife's upstairs. It's really spacious.
You were married, didn't you?
I am still married.
Green card. The black go back. We
no,
have a whole...
She encouraged it.
So
sorry, Kurt. You were saying on this podcast.
This is a podcast.
We didn't even do it intentionally that time.
You're breaking the system, guys. We're gonna forget that it's a podcast, and then we're gonna slip into insanity.
We actually forgot it was a podcast.
We're just catching up. We do this more for us than we do for the listeners.
Oh, absolutely.
It's definitely not for them.
Nope. So some episodes we drink beer, some we drink cider. In the case
we drink
of Dan,
beer every episode. You're right.
He just fucking necks a bottle of rum in front of us. That was the first episode he was ever on. Just fucking slamming it back. But today, we're Gabe, will you introduce the beer?
We are drinking the refreshingly crisp, as it says on the label, Red's Hard Apple. It's a cider, as Kurt has said, not a beer. We did a cider the first episode of the season was a cider, right?
It's actually ale with natural flavoring and caramel color.
You're saying this isn't a cider?
I have no idea.
Well, you know, I gotta say that I really like it, and it's you know what? I think the best words to describe it are it's refreshingly crisp.
Wow. It also contains alcohol.
Oh, also, that's another good way to describe it.
Yeah. Refreshingly also, crisp.
Also, 5% alcohol by volume. 12 fluid ounces.
See, it's like...
That's a really good...
That's a good review, Dan. Yeah,
it's like we're wine tasters, you know, with an afterbirth of...
Except for worse
Red's sweating. Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Sniff the bottle.
It tastes
like... refreshing... it's got a refreshing afterbirth to it.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think so far? Like, real.
It's a tasty apple ale, apparently, not a cider.
Yeah. I was talking to my doctor before we left, and he said that he doesn't think I'm capable of thinking.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
And that was that Dr. John Watson?
No, that was Dr. Aidsfoot.
Aidsfoot? Wasn't Jack the
Ripper? There's no joke in that, Gabe.
They never found out.
That's his name.
I think they were, yeah?
Yep.
Well, guys, so, I mean, other than review beers, we also have this... It's a very special segment on the show called ads.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get to those after this quick song by Dan.
Oh shit!
Come on, Dan.
Christmas
theme.
You better
watch out.
You better hide. You better be afraid. I'm telling you why.
Oh yeah.
Kurt Burkhart is coming
on your chest.
Hey guys, it's Kurt from, you know, the Gator Saw.
I think you're currently listening to.
Yeah, hey, so we got an artist on the air. Gabe, do you want to introduce him?
Sure. So we have, just like the beer we're drinking, Red's Hard Apple. We have a local artist. You said your name was Red.
Hey, I did, my name's Brad.
Brad! Oh, I guess there was kind of a miscommunication there. The email. Well,
hey, Brad. It's nice to have you on the show. It's nice to... Hey, tell us about your art. What is it? What do you do? We love artists.
My main art is that my parents bought me some art this year, and I'll take it off of sweet wraps, and, like, it's art for me, bro.
Ah, okay. So do you... You're sponsoring this episode. You gave us some money, and you wanted to, Is there anything you want to plug? Anything you want the listeners to check out? Maybe watch or listen to or just watch, I don't know, go to?
Yeah, dude, I'm going to be at right outside the park over on the road and go down the street, Blue Diamond. And I'm going to do it straight up the snow. And I'd love for people to come out and see me and cheer me on. And so, like, you come over there and you say, like, shout out, good bro. I'm going to shout out my boy, Kyle. He's fucking crushing shit. And, like, he's killing all the skateboards. And, bless up, bro. Back to you guys.
Hey, Gabe, come here. It sounds like he's not an artist. It sounds like he's a snowboarder. Did we get a local artist as a snowboarder, Gabe?
Bro, when I fucking go down those slopes, you're gonna think it's fucking art, bro. You see me and, like, you can't tell. That's God out there, bro. And I'm like, this is my fucking art.
All right, well, you know what? Back to the show.
You go down over there at Rucker Park Lake, you're going to see me head down that Blue Diamond Road, and you're going to look and cheer me on. I'd really appreciate that. If you guys come out there, Kyle, fucking, you're the man, dude.
And we're back, just like the Wonder Woman. She's back. Oh, wow, I didn't even try, and it segued.
Dude, that's such a good transition, bro.
That is a good transition. Just like Wonder Woman transitioned into the 80s, 1984, she did.
Wait.
Nice.
That's, I mean, now I got to transition gendered, like Kardashians.
Yeah.
Like, they probably saw Wonder Woman in 1984. Wow, great transition.
Yeah. Just like we transitioned from the 1800s to current times.
Just like Wonder Woman transitioned from World War II to World War I, to 1984.
Oh my gosh, they just came. Oh,
shit. Dude, you want to go change your pants?
Nah, dude, I like it.
So there.
Sit in the soil. And...
I'm going to sit in the soggy.
So have.
Okay,
have
you... hey, guys. Go ahead. Sorry, Kurt.
Raise your hand. Yeah, if forgot. You haven't seen
I forgot.
Wonder Woman.
No, Gabe has a point. You haven't seen Wonder Woman, but Gabe has a point. This is a podcast, and what we do on this podcast is we review pop culture, and we do our best. We try. We
still
babies.
Do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, guys, we're gonna assume that if you want to watch Wonder Woman 1984, you've already seen it.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it, you're probably not going to.
This is your spoiler alert.
We're going to spoil it. Yeah. And look.
And you're going to spoil it for... I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You're going to spoil it for me because I kind of don't give a shit.
Yeah. And having seen the film, if you watch it with spoilers, it's not going to change that much.
Wait, Gabe. Why don't we start with pop culture review and you just tell us how you feel? Because you seem like you want to say something.
Yeah, you got some thoughts, dude.
I went on HBO Max, right? Okay. I had to download the application.
Oof.
I went on there.
Whoa.
And I went to go put on Wonder Woman.
Wow, Grandpa.
Yeah. And then I accidentally watched the wrong Wonder Woman.
Really?
Yeah, I accidentally watched the Linda Carter one.
From the 1960s. Yeah. 70s.
Or 70s 90s. Or something. Yeah. But then, I'm like, okay, I already watched this. I don't want to watch another Wonder Woman thing after I realized my mistake.
Right.
So I went on Wikipedia, and I watched the movie on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you watched
donate
the movie
or
on Wikipedia? What?
Yeah. Yeah, you can... So what you do is it's like watching the movie in theaters.
Right.
But there's no visuals. So you just kind of read it.
So you read the movie.
I watched the whole film, beginning to end. All 2 hours and 31 minutes of the film. That's exactly how long it is.
Okay.
And
you have that memorized.
Yes, because I watched it.
Right.
I'm looking at it right now.
You're making me nervous.
I don't think you're understanding my process here.
I think I am. I'm sorry.
Dan. Yeah. Dan, just... Okay. It's okay. It's okay. Come here.
I'm looking at what Gabe was looking at.
Yeah,
and it's just
Kirk's hacking the mainframe.
Yeah, I'm hacking the mainframe, and it's just the synopsis.
Yeah, that's what they call it. That's what they call the stream.
It's five paragraphs. It took you 2 hours and 30 minutes to read five paragraphs.
Minutes.
He's not a strong reader. English is his third language.
It is my third language. My first language is Portuguese, of course.
I assumed.
My second language is actually Dutch.
Really?
Yeah. The thing is, when I was growing up, I thought it sounds a lot like English. Have you ever heard anyone speak Dutch?
No.
Okay, it sounds almost exactly like English. You can't even tell the difference if you don't know the language. So I thought that was English.
Really?
And I learned that language. Kind of like with the Wonder Woman thing.
Yeah.
And then later on, I went on the Wikipedia and learned English.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah. So Wonder Woman was, it was bad.
It was bad.
Wonder Woman 1984 was bad, in my opinion.
Well, now I don't want to watch it.
Well... You know, I think it was, like, watchable, but it wasn't, like, it wasn't shit. Well,
clearly.
It wasn't
shit. Oh, fuck you, Kurt. Fuck you. Name one thing that movie did that another movie didn't do 10 times better. Huh? You think you're better than me? You think you know movies more than me? Do you know what they call me? What do they call me?
They call you pop culture.
They call me pop culture geek!
Oh no, guys, he's
I'm
back.
So sorry,
he's
listener,
in the studio.
I'm screaming in your ear. But I just got a little hyped up.
Because
Kurt thinks he knows things more than me.
Kurt, he just
ripped
out a
wall. Acting like you're better?
Could you stop, man? I'm not trying to do this to you.
I just said I liked the movie.
But you're saying, you're contradicting, I set the precedent that the movie is bad, and then you come and you say that the movie's not bad, and then who seems like the dumbass in the situation? It's gonna be one of us, and it's sure as hell not gonna be me.
Yeah.
So,
Kurt, what the fuck, man?
Are you trying to play a game where you're gonna lose?
Yeah.
You like those kinds of games?
You don't want to play this game, Kurt.
I eat more pussy than you. I'm 16 and I eat more pussy than you, so don't even.
You're a virgin.
So? What does that mean? You didn't say the pussy has to be a real human being, man.
I like that they included Roy Lichtenstein.
Who's his name?
He's a painter.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And Bad Brains.
Yeah.
I've
been trying to keep it under control.
And the DC Metro. They're small things. And then the post-credit scenes with a
Yeah, Linda Carter shows up in the post-credit scene. Yeah. Spoiler alert. She shows up. She's like, my name is... It's from my culture. My name is from my culture.
Then, Linda.
Yeah, no, she had another name. It was a whole thing. Man, okay, so the movie, pretty much Wonder Woman finds a rock that you can make a wish on, and if you make a wish, and your wish comes true. That's literally what happens.
Dragon Ball?
I don't know how Dragon Ball
works.
Yeah,
it's like Dragon Ball, but you hold it, but instead of a dragon, you get a wish.
You make a wish. It's literally that. And it's not explained. It's like someone made a wishing rock and they put it on Earth. We don't know who. Yeah. I thought it was going to be Loki.
Isn't that,
I don't know.
Animaniacs movie?
No, it's like Wish the website. Like, you want to buy something, but it monkey paws you.
Yes.
It's probably a scam.
Yeah.
Like some like
you wish for a TV, mm-hmm. and then you get like a Lego brick with the TV on it. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah.
Speaking of TV, we got Pedro Pascal as Donald Trump. And he gets the rock.
I liked him in the movie.
I thought he read a different script. And I honestly liked the script that he read more than the script that everyone else read because
he was
having fun.
The best part of the movie.
He was having so much fun.
Diana was flat.
Wait.
It made the movie better, but he was having fun.
Is that a thing that happened in Wonder Woman?
What? Pedro Pascal?
Yeah.
As Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but they call him Maxwell Lord.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. He's
Donald Trump, but they call him Maxwell Lord.
Oh, and so they're like, it's not Donald Trump,
yeah.
Wink, wink.
But he's always waving around his hands,
right?
And
he
wears the business suit,
oh, yeah,
and he has the cheesy ass.
They're like, you assume who it is, not us.
Exactly.
We didn't say it.
He's a con
he takes
man.
The wishing stone.
He's a con man oil tycoon.
Right.
Yeah. And he takes the wishing stone, and his one wish is that he wants to become the stone.
Oh.
And he crosses his finger, hoping to God that he wouldn't turn into a rock.
Right.
Because he didn't. So he turned into a guy who he. So what he does is he goes up and he touches other people and he says, don't you wish that I was more successful? And the person says, yeah, sure. And then he grants their wishes by becoming more successful.
Nice.
But he also takes something from them, right?
Oh.
And everyone gets one wish except
like
for Cheetah.
Penis.
Cheetah gets two wishes, right?
Well,
no,
because he can transfer wishes from other people. Into his own
bullshit.
Wishes.
It's bullshit magic.
Yeah.
So then,
that's
also,
like
Wonder
no
Woman
sense.
Has... Wonder Woman can turn things invisible, but just once. She
right.
has this power out of nowhere. They're flying in this jet, and they want to allude to the invisible jet from the
right,
comics.
Right.
So she's like, oh yeah, I can also turn things invisible sometimes. So she turns the jet invisible, and then never uses the power again.
Nice. Yeah,
the
jet
movie.
Was used like
at some
three
point,
times.
She's just talking to... No, shut the fuck up, Kurt. At some point, I told you I was going to rant.
I'm right.
We agreed on this.
He did.
I'm ranting.
Wait, no, this is the first I've heard about it. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. No, fuck you, Kurt. This movie sucked. So
yeah.
then Cheetah's
fuck
like,
you, Kurt.
Cheetah says, hey, Maxwell
I mean,
Lord.
Kurt, to be honest, I'm taking his side because I'm afraid of him, so fuck you.
Okay, can I talk? Can
yeah,
I talk now?
Talk,
are we
sorry.
Doing are we
I'm
doing
sorry.
A podcast
oh,
or are we just doing
the
Dan
do
and Kurt
the
show
fucking
here?
Fucking talking stick?
Yeah, I have a microphone. That's the talking stick.
No,
shut
here,
the fuck
actually,
up.
Here.
So, no, so Cheetah says, I want to become better than Wonder Woman. I want to become an apex predator. And then Maxwell Lord is like, ah, of course, you want to become a cheetah woman. He doesn't say that. Nobody says cheetah woman. But then next time you see her, she's a cheetah woman. And then she fights Wonder Woman in her golden eagle suit. And it was, oh, man. You
awful
know, DC's
fight.
Back, and it's the most DC than ever. It's great, man. They're back, and they're doing the whole bullshit plot thing.
It's a three-minute
fight. Some of the visuals are pretty. Mm-hmm. They played the song from Sunshine when they're flying.
Nice.
Oh, man. Steve Trevor flies a plane. He's back in that, too.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, he comes back. She makes a wish. We don't see her make the wish, but apparently the wishing rock also works. We were not told this at any point in the movie, but if you just think the wish, that happens, too.
Oh,
so she,
nice.
In her mind,
right
she
now.
Holds a rock, and the first thing she thinks is, I wish my boyfriend from, like, 60, 78, 70 years ago comes back.
Him.
Exactly.
Get over him, bitch.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I'm so sorry.
No.
I just needed to vent that out.
No, so, Gabe.
Oh, boy.
The final question on it.
Yeah, man.
You didn't like the movie.
You know what? It's actually kind of growing on me.
I'm
just,
glad.
Just reciting the plot, I'm like, it sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I mean,
a cheetah woman?
Cheetah woman.
It's kind of dumb.
Was it at least like subvertly sexual in a lot of ways?
No.
I don't think it was sexual at all.
Well,
except
for Cheetah Girl and Wonder Woman, like, they're queer-coded in a weird way that, like, when they talk to each other, they're like,
yeah.
It seems like they're
I got
flirting.
Some flirty from
yeah,
her.
I got some flirting out
oh,
of
yeah.
it. But
I'm into that.
But
some hot
yeah,
wonder
but,
on
yeah.
Cheetah action.
I think Kristen Wiig Cheetah looked a little disappointed when she saw Steve Trevor. She was like, oh, this is the guy? You said he was a pilot? Oh,
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I wish I was a pilot who could fly planes from both World War One and modern day planes without any training whatsoever.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Also, no, why I'm did why,
this
okay.
is a podcast?
Kristen Wiig, just a renowned.
Wait, Kristen Wiig plays Cheetah?
Yeah, yeah, and no, she's supposed
she
to be
do a bad job.
No, she's supposed to be like a dorky nerd, unattractive, but it's fucking seen, Kristen Wiig.
You seen Batman Returns? Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman Returns, when she's like, you've seen the Batman Forever with Jim Carrey, and he's the nerdy scientist.
Oh,
and he's Batman, and
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, you've seen Amazing Spider-Man 2 with Jimmy Fox, and that's what they're doing.
Okay, so and
they're,
the so thing
she's
is,
like, I want to be someone. I wish people would recognize me, and then she gets a cat lady. Becomes an evil person.
And it's Kristen Wiig, though. You're like, oh.
Comedian.
Yeah, but you look at it, and you're like, well, she's not unattractive. Like, she's not nerdy looking. Right.
You're like, she's a nerd. I would never want to be friends with her. And then she becomes hot, and we're like, oh, I would love to be friends with her, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's like that old, 80s trope where it's like the nerd.
She
like,
took off her glasses.
They take off her glasses.
She had a literal scene where she said, wow, since wishing on that stone, my eyesight's gotten better.
No, that's so perfect.
it's a fucking
everyone. And everyone, I'm not kidding, everyone in the room says,
yeah.
I didn't make that up. I swear to God.
I believe you.
I'm not going
to
lie.
I would choose not to believe you.
I think my favorite part about the movie was the Golden Eagle suit. And
I've heard people call it the Golden Chicken suit.
Yeah. I liked it.
Sick burn, Wonder Woman.
It was fucking cool. It was cool. It didn't get used enough, but it was cool.
It didn't do anything, but yeah.
No, it looked cool.
By the way, I liked how there was that scene where she was flying for the first time. And she I think what happened was she flew halfway to the base. Then realized she forgot the chicken suit, and then flew all the way back, and then you saw her fly back with the chicken suit.
Isn't that embarrassing when you leave your house and you leave something important behind, and you have to go back to get it?
You're like, this would... a suit of armor, of course! I'm gonna go into battle!
Like, I've left my wallet, keys, suit of armor, gun. Mm-hmm. Like, I've left all kinds of stuff.
Okay, Wonder Woman, hey guys, if you didn't watch Wonder Woman... That part was probably not exciting to you, but luckily we're going to talk about something that everyone in the whole world has watched.
Yep.
And is 100% caught up on, and not at all. And we're talking about The Mandalorian,
right?
Baby.
Not a single person isn't caught up.
Yep.
At all.
We're doing our weekly segment of we assume everyone on this who listens to this
and
has watched The Mandalorian.
And why wouldn't you've seen it? Only a fucking idiot.
It's like
$7
a month.
Seen one of the most popular television shows in the world right now.
Of course.
Speaking of which,
everyone's talking about.
Speaking of which, hey Dan, what? Isn't there like a thing you're supposed to do or say?
Well, oh, I'm gonna go take a shit because I haven't seen Mandalorian. I don't want to spoil.
You haven't seen The Land of
No. No. Yeah, I'm a loser.
Oh my god!
Okay.
I thought we were making fun of those. I'm so sorry, Dan.
Yeah, I'm really ashamed of myself.
Oh shit!
I'm actually gonna go upstairs and flog myself.
It's just gonna be a Gabe and Kurt conversation.
Yeah,
I also have to take a shit. I'm gonna take a shit, flog myself, and you two are gonna talk about it because I don't want spoilsies.
Okay.
That's three different bodily fluids right there. Sweat, blood, and
I didn't care if you spoiled Wonder Woman for me because I heard it was shitty, but I actually heard this was good.
Okay.
So I want to see it and have the joys of seeing it.
All right, so Dan's gonna.
I'm gonna go take a poopsies. Let me know when you're done.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
So the Mandalorian, or more like
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian. Yeah. Hey, so what did you watch the finale?
I watched the Dave Filoni video finale. And it was, hey man, look, The Mandalorian is something that we both had a love-hate relationship with.
Yeah.
Up until a couple weeks ago when I realized it was a show for dads, by dads, and that's why Baby Yoda has no personality, because babies have no personality, and dads understand that. We don't yet, because Kurt and I aren't dads yet. So we've been told.
By the IRS. They said, you don't have children, you can't file for this tax. Stop doing it every year.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping you would legally adopt me, by the way. I know this isn't the right time to bring it up, but...
Oh, well, yeah, you know, I mean, hey, dude, I've been looking for those tax cuts, so, you know...
Yeah.
You know, I'll think about it.
We're talking about this. We made Dan leave so we could spoil the show, and we're not even talking about the show. Hey, so Mandalorian.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker, dude.
Yeah, that's the big one.
All right, is that a CGI face?
100%. And it looks like...
Stop, Disney.
Snapchat.
Stop.
It looks like Snapchat. I saw a deepfake that was done a day later. Someone just ran it through an algorithm, and it looked way better.
Stop.
And it's like, just do all the work you do. I get it. You're on a time crunch. They probably decided that last minute that it was going to be that character. But, you know, just run it through a quick deepfake software, and you're good to go.
I mean...
The problem is, my main issue wasn't that just that they did it. It was that they kept cutting back to him and showing him and his dead eyes. He had no light in his eyes.
No.
He looked like a freaking like Snapchat filter.
I mean, I wasn't excited that it was Luke. Honestly, I would have preferred Cal from fucking the new Jedi game. The fucking...
Or, you know, they could have done Ahsoka Tano, you know, someone they already set up.
I mean, like Jedi Fallen Order, the Cal, Well, you know, the guy who played fucking,
Yeah, what's his name?
He played the Joker in Arkham. Johnny McGoinigan.
Shameless.
Yeah, from Shameless. So, like, they should have had him. Like, he would have loved to come back. Plus, he's already part of the Star Wars universe. You don't need to bring Mark Hamill back. What are we going to do with Grogu?
I think that kind of calls back to, for me at least, the main problem with this season is the fan service. You know, they're bringing everyone back. Dan, by the way, Dan just texted me saying, I really am pooping.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he said it on the show.
Yeah, of course. Why would he lie to our viewers?
You don't say you're going to poop and then not poop. That's just not cool. But, hey, the fan service, like I was saying, is something that I think didn't really serve the story this season.
I mean, I do like Boba Fett getting on the throne of Jabba the Hutt's palace because fucking...
But is that Boba Fett, though? I heard someone say that's not Boba Fett. Like, that's a different guy that they call Boba Fett, but, like, he has no similarities to the actual Boba Fett because he's just kind of... He shows up with a stick, and he's got, like... He just has a stick that he beats people with.
You mean...
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and... Yeah, but I mean, like...
And when he first shows up.
I'm talking about the end credit scene. He comes in with his E-109 blaster, whatever it's called. That's, like, the original gun that he had. So we know that has to be Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
So he shows up, he takes over, he kills Jabba's secondhand dude, boom.
And then they're releasing a novel called The Book of Boba Fett.
I think it's actually a show, Gabe.
You think they're doing a show?
Which, all right, here's
that would make sense.
Here's my personal opinion on it. I don't want a show for Boba Fett because I like the mystery of the character. But at the same time, why not? Why not watch it? I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. You can't stop me. It's like cocaine.
See, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, okay, The Mandalorian is already a show that I don't hate it. I like it. I criticize it a lot, but I like it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if I'm going to have to watch like three more of these shows at the same time,
we're going to have to watch like Cassian, Ahsoka.
There's so many.
Yeah.
We talked about them last, we didn't even cover them last episode.
See, man,
there were so
many.
What
they're doing right now.
On top of all the Marvel shows too.
What they're doing right now is they're getting all the loose ends from Star Wars and then making a Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're making a Star Wars Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Except through TV to trick us.
But at the same time, you know, Marvel built it up slowly over time. They're just kind of dumping it all on us at once. And it's like, I think before
they should
this,
have learned.
We were already kind of getting over Star Wars.
They should have learned.
Mandalorian helped. Yeah, Mandalorian helped with that a bit. People, they're like, okay, this is good. And then now I think people are going to be, the bubble's going to burst, I think, soon.
Yeah, look what happened with Solo. It already happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with Solo, the shit already happened, and nobody watched the movie because no one really cared about Star Wars. And then all of a sudden, boom, now we're back. But that's because Mandalorian's cool. It's new. It's flashy.
Do you think what do you think is going to happen with Grogu? Do you think that... I'm not saying the name because Dan is still in the same do you think that Grogu's gonna come back, or do you think he's gonna taken away forever?
Are we gonna have to have
there's one right answer.
Are we gonna no he's coming back.
He's 100%. There's no way they're selling it. He's gonna I saw someone recently mention that they set up Grogu as a baby because they're going to market him for the next, 900 years?
Yep. He's eventually going to be the next Yoda when we're dead.
Yeah. When we're dead, 1,000 years into the future, Grogu's going to finally die. But so yeah, Mandalorian overall though, this season
I liked it.
The
finale was fun. Dark Troopers are cool. Explosions.
I thought the action scenes were really good.
I mean,
season.
Even Luke,
the
when
fight
he,
between Luke, go ahead, sorry.
Even when Luke came in, just chopping the fucking things, that was cool.
Yeah,
it was fun.
And the fight scene with between Moff Gideon and the Mandalorian, that was really good.
It was good.
I really liked the his fighting style. And when he turned his back though, and Moff Gideon just started just going at him with the Darksaber, that was and it just didn't do anything.
And we all knew that was gonna happen, but then
yeah.
The Mando was like, though. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Because, you know, he's a dumb dad. He's just a dumb dad.
He is
dumb
kind of
a
dumbass. He really is.
The first thing he thought was, like, do I have to change his diaper?
Sears, a family company, providing you random and miscellaneous things that you would need around your house.
Like a drone.
Things like drones.
Double-layered douches. Ayo. Hey. Guess what I did in Sears yesterday? I had sex everywhere. I mean, I'm talking hardware, the changing room, the cashier's desk. I had it in the bathroom again. Oh, everywhere. And I didn't even douche before. It was just everywhere.
May I ask with who? I don't know if this is part of the ad, but may I ask with who?
Oh, his name was Sears. His name was Jeffrey.
Did he work there?
Alistair, the Stark family. I think he said he was a part of.
Did he work at Sears? How did you get access to the Sears?
Yeah, he worked at Sears. Yeah, he was a very, very short man, and they put him in charge of the toaster ovens. He had to climb in them to make sure they're regulation size.
So, Dan, what else can we find at Sears?
Sears, a family company. Am I doing it right?
Yeah, dude, you got it.
Oh, that's...
Hey, guys, all right, we're done with the ad break. We're gonna...
What the fuck?
Oh,
what are you doing?
Yo,
what is
man,
this?
What's up?
So,
Did you smoke... What is that, weed?
No, I told Kurt that I've never tried smoking opium before.
Wait...
And
are you fucking kidding me?
And he's like, you can't, you haven't lived until you try. And I'm going to be honest, I feel afraid.
Is this what you were doing in 19th century London, hanging around those opium dens with the
Sherlock
Holmes?
You can't ride the wave until the wave rides you.
Dude, is that where you got this?
Why do you sound like you're smoking weed?
I don't know. I'm fucking freaking out right now.
Let me see. That's weed.
I rode
a
dragon.
That's not opium, dude.
I don't think you know what weed is.
I don't think opium's a green bud.
Kurt, is this opium?
My liver feels like jello. Man, let's listen to some jazz.
Yeah. Guys, come on, this isn't...
Dude, ordinarily I don't like jazz, but now it sounds great.
This is not the Christmas spirit, guys. I wanted to do a Christmas... I know we miss Christmas, and I know you guys... It's hard to stay in it once the day passes, but... you know how much this meant to me?
No, actually, I didn't.
I probably should have told you then, before
you
we started. I guess that's on me, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I just set my expectations really high. So you guys don't want to do a Christmas episode?
No. Hold on. Oof.
All right, I think I'm a little bit too out there, man.
If you want to do Christmas, we can do Christmas.
But you guys are stoned, and
so
okay.
Who says you can't be?
Mary Chrysler.
Wait, who'd you get as a guest?
I got. Well, I mean,
hold
I plan on a Christmas episode,
hold
so
on.
I thought.
Dude, Gabe, I can do a Merry Christmas opener for you. I got it.
Merry Crisis.
That's something.
That was, I guess, okay.
He tried.
You know what? We'll try. We've only had one Christmas episode before, Delirium Noel, season one. But
we'll put that in post.
What was that?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're gonna hear it in post.
I think
don't worry.
The wall, there was like a hole in that wall that someone's.
What are you saying?
So I figured I could have them the guy, so you know, I interviewed
right.
Santa Claus and remember Bob the polar bear?
Yeah,
the
Bob
Swedish
the Swedish polar bear,
yeah.
And Santa Claus who's going through some shit?
Yeah, Santa Claus.
You got in touch with him again?
Previously on Gator Sauce.
Wait,
yeah, he
why?
Was a very angry Santa Claus. His wife died. He was angry and
that's
treated the elves like shit.
That's
guy.
That's a pretty good get.
Yeah, I mean,
but why?
I think it's because, well,
We just missed the holidays, so I think his schedule freed up a bit.
Hey, Turk, if Gabe wants to do a holiday episode, we should support him.
Yeah, really, man. Guys? You're right. You know what?
Shit, I am fucking spaced
dude,
out.
Dude, fucking
your eyes are
peace
bloodshot. Hey, your eyes are like this beer, not cider, this beer that I'm drinking. It's red.
Dad, look at that. It's a dolphin.
Okay, why don't...
Okay, guys, how about this? You guys sit on the couch.
Yeah.
Which you have in this fridge refrigerator box.
Yeah, it's a beautiful box.
You guys go in the refrigerator
box,
sit on the couch. I'll stay out here and I'll wait for the guests.
I'm gonna put up
guys,
some stickers now.
You guys want some snacks?
You can put up stickers if you want to put up
yeah,
stickers.
Yeah, I'm gonna put up
you
stickers.
You want some snacks?
That'd be great.
No?
Yeah, snacks would be great.
Snacks
right,
be
you
fun.
Guys just don't make too much noise.
Gabe,
yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Thanks,
Gabe.
Man. Hey.
Hey, I'm sorry all the shit we talked about.
You guys are really
back.
Crossfaded. Wait, what shit that you guys talk about behind my back?
What?
What?
Okay, so
you got prominent nipples.
Thanks, man. I try.
Hey,
I
you ever look at his ass?
I use the what's it called? You know when women breastfeed the milk pump.
Mm-hmm.
I use those on my nipples to kind of make them poke out a bit.
Hell
more.
Yeah, dude.
My goal is to get to like 2 inches.
Hell yeah, dude. Why don't you go get the guest, buddy?
Okay, I'll go. All right, you guys go in the box. I'll.
Yeah. We're gonna be in the box. We're gonna go hot box the box.
Man, the whole world's a box. I'll see you later, Gabe.
All right. Any second now, they should be showing
oh,
up.
Oh man, the time machine's gonna be so filled with smoke. Mm.
All right.
Oh,
there we go. There we go. I know that. I know that sound. Oh, here we go. Welcome,
Gabriel.
Bob the polar bear.
Bob the polar bear.
Oh, you look great, man. Your fur looks whiter than ever.
Dude, you look real bad.
I'm sorry?
No, don't worry about it. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, man, you look good. With global warming and everything, you look pretty fit.
You know, I've been getting a lot of good sun.
You've been eating any baby polar bears recently?
You know, I miss my children. I ate them last year, but you know, circle of life and all that.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
You know.
Oh,
but I come to see you, and I bring our mutual friend, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Oh.
Oh.
So I got to be frank with you.
Santa, are you all right?
I'll tell you. Santa is, he has been trying to, as you say, address his demons.
Oh.
Now that the holidays are coming to a close.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that last time I saw Santa, he was getting over the death of his wife.
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus died from a Christmas tree accident.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
and
mean to bring that up.
He got pretty heavy into drugs and alcohol after that.
Oh, no. I mean, we do that too here, so I guess
Kurt
and Dan are actually doing some drugs and alcohol in that box
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, old Saint Nick will probably find them later, but for now he is,
I figured that's the kind of stuff that'll get you on the naughty list, Mr. Santa.
Not when you make the list, you can put yourself
oh, that's
on
some classic,
the nice list.
That's some classic corruption right there.
Nepotism, I think.
I don't think
know.
That's technically nepotism.
I don't know English that well.
It's okay. I get it. It's your
naughty. Nice.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, high five.
Yeah.
My paw.
What's the other language? Swedish and?
Korean.
I'm not going to ask you to show it off.
Don't, please.
I'm afraid it'll get a shutdown.
It will. It doesn't sound... I can only do it in very racist accent. I don't like it, but you know.
Polar Bear Bob here has been... he's saying you've been falling on some harder times than last time. I can't imagine things would get any worse than the death of your wife, but I feel like you haven't been taking care of yourself. You've been going down some kind of rabbit hole with the drugs and the alcohol.
My leg... Losing diabetes. Diabetes, fat.
Oh, no.
Cookies, bad.
Is it all the cookies? Oh, man.
Santa has been going back and forth between having a type of 2 diabetes.
And type 1?
Whichever one's his fault.
Type 6.
So whichever
6.
Type of diabetes... And also some pretty heavy bulimia.
Really? How's the medical care up in the North Pole?
It's not
cold.
Good.
That's all. You at least you're keeping good spirits, you know.
Oh no, that's so just my Tourette's.
He's also been having some bouts of bulimia.
Oh no.
Where he throws up after every plate of cookies.
Oh, there we go.
There it
All
is.
Over the floor.
Why'd you I have to have cookies, young man? I didn't want cookies. I can't handle cookies, but I will eat them. Oh.
Oh, man.
As you can see, he has a very rare disease called cookie monsteritis.
Well, why doesn't he eat something other than cookies, like a salad or something healthy?
What are you, some kind of fucking narc?
A what? What? I've never
heard
of a salad.
Yeah, you fucking nerd.
Salad.
Why are you going to tell Santa
to eat
a salad?
I figured if you're dying of diabetes, you'd want to, you know, eat something that'll maybe... It's like
why don't you shut the fuck up and mind your own business,
you
little bitch?
I just figured it's like being in a pandemic and not wearing a mask, you know? It's kind of obvious. Just eat the salad. You know? Not to get political. I'm sorry, Sam. I know you don't like talking about American affairs and the political system.
They should have stayed the same
as... Oh, you guys don't.
Wait, what is... Santa, you know about the pandemic?
You guys don't know about the pandemic.
No, we're isolated. What are you talking about?
1918 flu? The Spanish flu? Where the...
The Spanish flu?
It's 2020 right now. Do you... No, so we actually got a new coronavirus from China.
Like Coronas like the beer?
I like to call it the China virus.
Do you now?
Yeah, I love calling it the China virus. I heard some guy say it once and I thought it was funny.
Santa,
don't you have some opinions on the Chinese?
Their food tastes like dead shoes. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, that's pretty mild, I think.
That could have been a lot worse.
Could have been way worse. But you guys don't know.
Hold on, he's trying to make it worse.
I'm just going to ask you guys, you know, keep the distance. We're recording this 6 feet away from each other, obviously, because of you know, I don't want to get you guys contagious.
Because of my massive dick!
Oh, yeah.
You remember his massive dick, considered you almost died the last time.
Yeah, again, Delirium Noel, Season 1, Gator Sauce. Yeah, that was tough. I don't want to talk about that, actually. I almost died and... That's not something I want to really bring
But
up.
You have to admit, it's
it was
a
huge.
Pretty impressive
It was a big
dick.
Dick. It was huge. It was, again, it almost killed me.
It did almost kill
and
you.
And not in the way that you think.
Not in the way you think.
Yeah, but you guys, hey, Bob, I mean, we talk a lot about Santa Claus, but how have you been doing? Once again, you're looking healthy as opposed to, unlike Santa, and...
Well, you know, with the global warming, I get a lot more sunshine.
Yeah?
So a lot of vitamin C, get a nice tan going.
Oh, you mean vitamin D.
Fuck you, Dan. Fucking narc.
You keep calling me a word like that word narc. Why is that the first?
Because you're being a little punk ass bitch.
Jeez.
No one likes it when people correct me.
Shut up, you punk ass bitch.
Jeez. All right.
Yes. Yeah, how does that feel? You know, Santa Claus just called you a punk ass bitch. You
know, you're on the naughty list, boy.
Well, because you weren't being rude to me last time.
I was just correcting you. I thought you'd want to know.
People
about
love
this.
Being corrected when they get invited over to a quote unquote friend's house.
All right. Well, at least I don't eat my own children. Children, all right, and
you would if you could.
Oh, well, your kind's gonna be extinct soon, so fuck you.
Thanks a lot, bitch.
Jeez, Kurt, hey, Kurt, Dan, can you guys come out of here? I'm not having a good time here.
Whoa, Dan, dude, is that right? Fucking Santa Claus? What?
You met him already.
Is that a polar bear?
You guys met these guys already.
What? So what are you talking
is
about?
Is way
man?
Too big to be in this room.
Okay. What? Guys, do you guys want to ask them any questions? You guys seem like you're pretty...
I don't think that was just opium, buddy.
Dude, we did some ass.
The other world.
I think you guys just smoked weed. Again.
Yo, Gabe, shut the fuck up.
Yo,
you're
Santa,
being such a punk-ass bitch.
Santa Claus, like, hold on. Yo, polar bear, what's the deal with airline peanuts?
Tell me what the deal of airline peanuts is,
Oh, I don't know. They're in bags? Oh, I thought you were going to answer, man.
Wow, that was, But I thought Gabe was the annoying one.
Hey, okay, yeah, see that? Now you should be thankful.
Shut the fuck up,
okay.
Gabe.
Okay, well, hey, Bob, so you guys are here, you guys are back from the North Pole to do this show. I guess we're gonna. I'm trying not to fight with you guys.
Oh no,
Gabe, deep breath.
I'm not here for the podcast. I'm stopping along the way to hospice. Oh, really?
Where are you gonna go to a hospital near here?
Well, I've got some bad news about Santa Claus.
Uh-oh.
He has Zika.
The Zika virus?
Yeah.
2016?
Yeah.
The one that was prominent in Brazil in 2016?
Sorry, guys. I was choking on a falafel kebab. Sorry about that. Wow, yeah. Santa. Oof.
Wow, that really sobered us up real fast.
Yeah.
Santa Claus has Zika.
Wait, does that mean it's contagious?
Is that
how that works, or is it just the mosquito has to get you?
Yeah, well, you know, he was...
If you don't remember, it's fine.
He was delivering presents to Gabe's mom's house.
Okay.
And he got Zika virus.
Well, okay, so, wait, what did he deliver to my mom's house?
Some dick.
All right. I thought I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus, but I guess it was. Yeah.
You got pranked, bitch. Oh, really?
Santa Claus is pretty committed to a sick burn.
Wait a second. Didn't you also run over my grandma?
Yup. Got an insurance policy on her, too.
Oh, was that... I'm sorry, Bob. Was that too low for you?
No.
Was that joke too low?
To be fair, she should have seen it coming, but, you know, much like her grandson, she's a punk-ass a bitch.
Fucking losers! Okay,
this has ruined my entire Christmas cheer. I was looking forward to...
So this is not what you wanted?
No, I thought we were going to show up. You guys were going to show up and we're going to...
You wanted some sort of, as you say, mamby-pamby, traditional Christmas to give you warm fuzzies.
I wanted snow.
Well, fuck jolly. You.
Oh, okay, man.
Because that's not what the world is here. Oh. Gabe.
You know what?
Hey, Gabe.
Santa Claus gets Zika virus.
Hey, Gabe. Come here. I want to give you a high five.
Slap my hand. Santa Claus a high five.
Can I?
Touch his hand.
Can I sit on his lap at least?
Why don't you touch his hand first and see what happens?
All right, let me touch his... Ow! Motherfucker, that really hurt. Jeez, you're strong for someone who's, like, dying.
He also just farted on
you. Oh, fuck you, man.
Yeah, Santa Claus is kind of immature.
He, like, high-fived me and then turned around real quick and bent over.
Yeah, he's kind of a douchebag. Oh,
you know what, man? This is... What is Christmas even about? You know, if it's not about Santa Claus...
It's all about fucking your mom!
The fuck if I know?
I'm just gonna start celebrating it as Jesus' birthday again, because this is ruining it for me.
I guess if you need something, you can grab at straws.
Oh, you mean that short Jewish kid? Jesus? Ho ho! What a wimp! Ho ho ho!
You knew Jesus Christ?
Oh, I did indeed, young boy!
Yeah, he's been around since the dawn of time.
Oh, so you guys... Oh, okay, wow.
I haven't, you dumbass.
Okay.
You're like shuttlecock.
I'm just a polar bear.
By the way, don't you... Is your lifespan... How's that? Is that... You're
That's
running
pretty
out?
Long.
Just,
I'm doing all right.
I gave him special powers years ago. He'll live forever.
Oh, wow. So you... Wait a second. Was Mary really a virgin? Or did something happen there?
Yeah, not after I got done with her. Ho, ho, ho.
God damn it, Santa Claus, what did I tell you?
Wait
about
a second, Bob,
joke?
Are you a Christian?
A what?
A Christian. Oh.
We don't have that at the North Pole anymore. Ho, ho, ho.
I feel like there's a huge cultural disconnect here. I think that might be adding to some of the aggressiveness in this room and just the tension.
Yeah, I told you. You're kind of being a dick.
I think maybe we just have different perceptions of what Christmas should be.
Okay.
And I think maybe we got lost in translation.
Why don't you tell us what you think? Why don't you tell Santa what you think Christmas should be about?
Christmas is Santa Claus. Christmas is about cheer and jolly and rain.
Rain?
Bah humbug. Fuck this.
Seattle.
You know what? You know what? Fuck it. You guys ruined Christmas for me. You guys ruined it. You did it. You happy?
Gabe, this is
happy.
Gabe, this is why we don't. It's New Year's, you dipshit.
There's no hope.
There is no hope.
There is no hope.
Yeah, welcome. You want a joint?
Fuck. Yeah, give me a joint.
Yes.
Yeah,
there you go, buddy. It's opium, actually.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's strong stuff.
That is really strong. That is not weed.
No.
Is that spice? What are you guys smoking?
Hey. Ooh. little punk ass bitch, why don't you hand me that joint?
Okay, well, Santa, you want some?
Pass it around.
I feel like your immune system might be a little...
Why don't you have some of this shit?
Is it a puff puff or a puff pass? Puff puff pass or puff pass?
I would say a puff puff pass with your tolerance, you crazy bitch. Okay. Santa, you wild goose.
Okay, well, if no one else has anything to say, I'm just going to cut this interview, you know, short and long, I guess, because it has been going on for a while.
Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
Really, man? You mean it? Thanks, Dan. You too. Merry Christmas.
Hey, happy Kurt. Birthday to all my Jews out there who are celebrating Ramadan. Love y'all. Hope y'all enjoy your late Christmas Ramadan. Jesus Christ. Amen. Yahweh. Now to the ads.
This episode has been brought to you by Gator Sauce.
It's a podcast.
Wait, Gabe. Have you run out of ads? Are we just making things up now? Are we promoting ourselves?
Yeah, no one else would take our spot.
I mean, look, guys, I don't think this is the kind of stuff we should be talking about on air, first of all, but if we...
What do you mean on air? This is an ad.
This is an ad. Record ads. This is our ad spot. We can talk about whatever, dude, technically.
You think these are private conversations?
We record the ads?
Companies?
Yeah.
Those are recorded?
That's how we get money.
But aren't they often done by other people other than the three of us? Like the person supporting the ad itself?
Well, sometimes, but occasionally it's like us doing the ad, you know?
Mm-hmm. I guess, but when...
Capitalism. Look.
Capitalism.
But doesn't Kirk Bergflark hate capitalism?
I mean, sometimes, but not recently, but...
We're living in the society we live in. So this episode is brought to you by Gator Sauce. It's a podcast. It's about two, sometimes three girls.
We've done the Gator Sauce ad before.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
I don't remember doing that.
When?
I'm pretty sure we promoted ourselves.
I think you imagined that.
Y'all might have, but it would have been one of the ones I wasn't there. I think I remember listening to
Guys, wait a second. Have you ever seen Rick and Morty, that one episode where they're watching the Doors ad, and then he goes in his car, and this is still the ad, motherfucker! Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Gator Sauce. We're just three guys, and we're just sometimes girls, sometimes two guys, and we're having fun. We're talking about pop culture, we're drinking beers, and pretty much every episode, we have a guest on. And it's always someone wacky and interesting, and that's what we do, guys. So check us out. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're in your fucking house, bitch. Gather the family around the fireplace this Christmas, and check us out.
Tyrone Steel Incorporated.
All right, and we're back. You know what, guys? This wasn't the Christmas episode I had hoped.
Yeah.
No.
But it was something I think that we all needed to hear.
Yeah.
And it brought us back to 2020.
I'm sorry Santa and the polar bear were so mean to you.
I thought it was funny.
No, it was. It was definitely funny. But I'm sorry it happened.
Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, it's 2020, you know? It's not what you want it to be, but it is what it is, and you just gotta find your own happiness.
It's a real hot take on 2020.
It is, yeah.
You're the first one to say
this is gonna be a little controversial, but I thought this year was a little bit of a mess.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a stand a little bit harder left than you, Gabe, and say it was bad.
Of course you. Oh. You know what? I'm gonna say something completely unrelated. I thought it was pretty neutral.
Now, it is related, but you thought it was new.
Yeah. Your mom's related.
To someone. To me, probably, yeah.
She is, probably.
I think she is. Probably. I think she might be related to me.
And maybe even Santa Claus now.
Okay, that's not...
Dude,
I have
what
to
if
go.
Santa Claus is your dad?
I have to talk to my mom about this.
He's your stepdad now,
you can't fuck my guests. It's just not professional.
What?
It's for your mom to sleep with the guests.
Yeah.
It's just not.
I mean, our moms haven't slept with any guests that I remember.
John F. Kennedy, but we haven't interviewed him yet.
Oh, shit. That happens in the future.
That's what we call a tease.
Yeah, right? Hey, look at that. Yeah. Ooh, Kurt doing things.
We're going to have to remember we said that.
Oh, there's a lot of things we have to remember we said.
Oh, yeah.
I hope we don't.
Speaking of which, you know, Gabe, we didn't run into Chekhov at all this episode.
Thank God. And let's hope he doesn't come in this
You know
episode.
What? I think that's a good way for our 2020... The 2021 episode to end. We don't have any conflict.
I feel like Chekhov usually only shows up when he's he's mentioned beforehand. I think that's kind of
So we've been doing good. Thank you, Dan.
So just
thank
don't. Luckily, we're mentioning him at the end of the show. I don't think there's enough time for him to.
No, hopefully not.
I think it's usually you got to set it up in the first act. But
hey guys, this is a podcast. What we do on the podcast is we talk about the beers and the drink on them. And do you guys like my Bill Cosby?
Sounds like you're about to go rape some people.
You did a good Bill Cosby, man.
Thank you. Nice. I've been
but yeah, we do review the beers.
You know, Kurt has often been known as the good Bill Cosby.
That's fair. That's fair.
No, we've been.
What was that? What did you want to say there, buddy?
We've been in the works for a new sitcom where they're gonna replace me with Bill Cosby. I'm gonna replace Bill Cosby.
Wait, they're gonna replace you with Bill Cosby
on the sitcom. So
no,
what happened
was
he's doing the motion capture, and they're gonna replace.
But like Bill Cosby's just gonna replace Kurt
in real life. Bill Cosby's gonna take my place, and I'm gonna take his place on his old show.
Yeah, with motion capture.
Yeah,
so
really
all
cool.
of us. Yeah,
yeah, that's really.
They're
cool.
gonna.
So, but hey, as you were saying, we drink beer on this here podcast. Sometimes we drink ciders.
Hey, be careful with the whole blackface thing.
No! They're not blackfacing me. What they're doing is they're just turning the light down on the cameras.
Listen. I was told what I was doing wasn't blackface, but I lost a job for it. So
I was told Bill Cosby is gonna be me, and I was all in.
Who told you that?
Their name
was Wesley Snipes that told me it was cool.
Oh, just Sarah Jessica Parker. She's in charge
she's,
of the
she's
new
producing this?
Yeah. Oh,
she's in charge of
and Martha Snyder.
Martha Snyder.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Anyways, as we were saying, this show is a show where we talk about beers.
Yes.
Or cider sometimes.
Snyder's.
But this time, we are not talking about a cider or a Snyder. We're talking about a beer called Red's Hard Apple, and it is a beer. We confirmed it's an ale, not a cider.
We did some research on it.
Also,
are you okay with this, Dan? Are you okay with drinking the beer? Because I know you're.
You're not.
I know you're.
I'm what? What am I?
I just.
What am I?
Based on previous episodes, you have been established as someone who is not a beer guy.
You don't think I'm a beer guy?
You're usually not a beer guy.
Oh,
that's what you said.
You think I've said that before?
I mean, we have recorded evidence of you saying
that. You do?
Yeah.
Well, it's accurate.
It's been, trust me, and we have like at least like 5 other people who've heard that episode and will attest to it.
Yeah, at least like 12, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, it's accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're not a beer guy.
No.
So as someone who's not a beer guy and is drinking a beer that you thought was a cider.
But it turned out to be an ale.
Turned out to be an ale.
Right.
What is your opinion? What would you rate this on the infamous Gator Sauce finger scale?
Yeah, it's back. It's not how many aborted babies would it take to. I don't remember that bit, but yeah, it's the finger scale, guys.
We're doing the finger scale. It's the same old, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do? What would you rate this?
Okay, I'm gonna have to reassociate myself with the finger scale. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna take.
You're looking at both your hands and trying to decide which one to use.
Well, it's because I wanna take this seriously. You know?
I know.
I haven't been here in a little while.
Of course.
And I wanna give you. I wanna finger you.
You wanna finger
what?
Us as. You wanna finger us to completion.
I wanna finger
whoa,
you as
whoa,
best
whoa,
I physically
what?
Can.
What?
Yes, of
and
course.
And I want America to feel good after I finger them.
I want you to
say
take this
what?
Podcast. I don't want you to just play with the outside.
No.
I want you to
get
go
deep. In there.
Not two, but three fingers in.
Jesus Christ.
Guys.
Really?
Hey, I'm not against going full fist.
Hey, am I the only one here with a boner right now?
I am.
Am I the only one who's fully erect? Or?
No, I take Viagra before every show.
So you've been erect the entire time?
Say that one more time?
You've been erect the entire time.
Yeah.
Hard dicky you. Because you take
why
Viagra.
Would you say that?
What do you think Viagra is for?
Isn't it like a human growth hormone?
Check your pit.
Can you stand up?
Yeah.
Can you stand up? Yep. Well, okay. He is hard as a rock.
He is.
It's not Santa's dick.
He is hard as a rock.
Right?
You should also put on pants.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Yep.
Okay. I think maybe you got.
Listen, you come into my refrigerator.
You got really
box.
Stoned, and then I guess something happened.
Listen, I got comfy. All right, finger it. I'm gonna finger Gabe real quick.
Yeah. Let's
all right. What is the scale?
I'm gonna say left hand ring finger down. I'm going to say left hand thumb down. I'm going to say right hand pointer finger down, and that leaves it looking like this.
Okay, so it looks like a gang sign.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dog. And you know what that means?
What does that mean?
This drink's gangster, yo.
Oh, sweet.
All right.
Sweet, just like the drink. And I guess that's kind of lends itself to my finger scale rating, which is what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my thumb and my forefinger and hold them really close together like I'm pinching something, like I'm holding a tiny little, but what I'm doing is I'm holding a tiny little joint, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm smoking it.
Remember that joint we smoked earlier?
I don't. I have a short-term memory loss now.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm smoking
the tiny little joint. Oh, dude, hell yeah.
And that's to symbolize the munchies I get that this beer, this sweet beer, satisfies with its sweetness.
That's pretty cool, man.
And that's my finger scale rating.
That's a good finger
scale. All right, so my finger scale rating, so it does, you know, it's kind of a full-bodied beer, but not like to the extent that you'd have Angry Orchard. It's not quite as apple-y. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to straight up shove my pinky in the beer and, oh, shit. Guys.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
What did we tell you about doing this on the finger scale?
Chinese finger trap. Always do that.
Yep.
You can't get it out.
On one first hand, it's unsanitary. Second, you always get your finger stuck.
Yep. So, you know what? My beer scale is a pinky stuck in the bottle. And
you're gonna have to break that bottle.
Yep.
I can't tell if you actually have it stuck.
What do you mean? Of course it's stuck.
Oh, okay.
You said it was stuck.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's canon.
Yeah, it's canon.
It's canon.
His finger getting stuck.
All of this doubting by Gabe.
Is that the cliffhanger we're ending on?
Oh, yeah.
Is that how we're ending on?
Wait, cliffhanger? Yeah. I haven't heard from that guy in years.
Oh, this guy. Wait, where did you get your time machine?
I made it myself. I didn't tell you.
You made it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, we got a little bit scammed.
Do you know how to make a porta potty? I know. I get it. Okay. But it's like a nostalgia thing.
Okay. Well, the way I've always saw it is the world is my porta potty. Yeah. But if you want me to make like an actual porta potty, I can work on
like
something for you.
Okay, that would be great because we're in need of a time machine. And
well, I already got the time machine.
And the porta potty time machine would be ideal. Like,
you really want to use a porta potty time machine?
Well, the way I feel like it's like the Mandalorian, you know, he loses the ship every once in a while, but then he gets it back. And it's exactly the way he remembers it.
Don't you dare.
That's not a spoiler.
Always just, good condition ship.
Don't
you dare.
It's a
great ship. It's a
great
ship.
Interior.
100% intact every episode.
Don't you dare.
But hey, so you're going to build us a time machine.
Yeah.
And Kurt and I are going to... Hey, Kurt, you want to go smoke some more of that spice?
Hey, so you know what? We got to do a section of the podcast where we do our plugs. So hey, guys, I've been Kurt. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kurt_Duh_Hurt.
And I've been Gabe. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at GasVia.
And I have been Daniel Griffin. And you can find me on all forms of social media at Real Dan Griffin.
Ah, the
that
real
is
Dan
the
Griffin.
Word Real, DanGriffin.
I don't think you spelled your last name correct.
WUNHY.
And if you
Oh, he's almost done, Kurt. He's almost done.
Oh, okay.
Wait, GRIFFIN.
Ah,
for Griffin.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that opium hit real hard.
Oh, it just hit you?
And and finally, you can find the Gator Sauce Instagram and Twitter at Sauce Gator. Fuck you, Dave. And
fuck Dave.
Fuck yeah, Dave. And finally,
good night, New York.
Good morning, Atlanta.
Wait a second. I wasn't supposed to say that, you motherfucker.
No, it's mine. I started it.